Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Megillah Daf Ches, and we are starting Zayin Amud Beis near the bond with Halacha Hey. And today's daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarbas Miakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And Moshe tells us Karsam Megillah Ba'Adar Rishon. They read the Megillah on the first Adar and Nisab Rosh Hashana, and the year was extended, meaning it became a leap year. Now an extra Adar was added on. Karnos Ba'Adar Sheni. It has to be read again in the second Adar. And Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni Ella Mikra Megillah Matanos Avyanim. There's no difference between the first and second Adar except for reading Megillah and Matanos Avyanim. Meaning even if the Megillah was read and Matanos Avyanim was given in the first Adar, it has to be repeated in the second Adar. In other words, one is not Yotze in the first Adar. Now, in regards to Hesped and Tainis, they're the same, that there's no Hesped and Tainis on either day, and the Gemara will continue discussing this. So, Gemara first tells us a Havamina. Masnisa b'she'ibroi v'achach karoi sa. Our Mishnah must be referring to a case where they had already extended the year, Bezdin already decided there's going to be an extra Adar, and then, for whatever reason, they read the Megillah. And that's what the Mishnah says, that they have to reread it because they weren't supposed to read it in the first place, in the first Adar. Avalim karoi sa v'achach ibroi. But if they first read the Megillah, and then Bezdin decided afterwards that they're going to extend the year, that's not what it's talking about. That's because when they read the Megillah, it wasn't yet decided that it was going to be a leap year. Therefore, they were allowed to read it, and they do not have to repeat it in the second Adar. However, says the Gemara, that's actually not true. Masni Solaim Rakein, that's not what our Mishnah is telling us. El, rather, this is the proper way to read the Mishnah. Karsa Megillah Ba'Adar Rishon, they read the Megillah in the first Adar, Vinis Abra Hashana, and only afterwards, Bezdin decided to extend the year and add another month. Still, Karnos Ba'Adar Sheni, they have to read in the second Adar. Now, Rabbi Simon says, B'Shem Yeshua Ben Levi, how do we know this? Because the Pasuk says, L'Kayim Asigeres HaPurim HaZois, this is the Pasuk of Megillah Esther, to be Mekayim, this letter of Purim. And the question is, Matam Loimer, Hashenis. Why does the Pasuk add on the word Hashenis? The Pasuk really reads, L'kayim Asigeres HaPurim HaZois Hashenis. Why do we have to add the word Hashenis in? What's it teaching us? El Mikan, from here we learn, Sheim Karois Abadar Rishon, Venisab Rashar, No Karnois Abadar Sheni. This teaches us that if they read in the first Adar, then they decide to extend it, adding another Adar to the year, it has to be read again in the second Adar. That's understanding the word Hashenis. Now, Chesam Al Fantav, the Gemara continues discussing this Pasuk of Hashenis. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, B'Shem Rishmo Bar Yitzchak, Ma Asu Mordechai Esther. What Mordechai and Esther do? So Kasvi Garis, they wrote a letter, Vishal Rabbi Senu Shikan, and they sent it to our bottom over here. Amrulahem, they told them, Mikab Matam Alechem Shnei Yom Halal B'chol Shana. Do you accept these 2 days upon yourself every single year, the 14th and 15th of Adar, as Purim? Is this something that you're willing to do? Amrulahem. So their bottom responded back to Mordechai and Esther, Loita Yenu Atzaris Abayis Aleinu. Is it not sufficient that we have enough Tzaris on us? Elosh Atem Reitzim L'Hoysif Aleinu Oid Tzaris Shal Haman. But now you want to add on the Tzar of Haman? In other words, now you want to write a whole Megillah about how Haman had a downfall? Now all the Goyim are going to say, look, the Yidden are rejoicing at our downfall. This is not something we should do. So then, Mordechai and Esther wrote the Chachamim a second letter. And Adai Dechsev, that's understanding the Pasuk, L'kayim Aleim Asigeres HaPurim HaZois Hashenis, because this was the second time Mordechai and Esther were writing about this. And the question is, Mahaya Kasuba, what was written in the second letter? The answer is as follows, Amru Lahen, Mordechai and Esther told them, Imidavar Zahatem Sireim, if this is what you're afraid of, what are the Goyim going to say? Harei Ksuva Malabar Chayim, it's already written and put in their archives. What does the Pasuk say? Ksuvim al sefer divrei hayamim l'malchei madei ufaras, that behold, these are written in the chronicles of the kings of Madai and Paras. So this is something that the non-Jews already wrote for themselves, the whole downfall of Haman and how the Yidden triumphed. So it's not a problem writing and reading a Megillah of our own when the Goyim already know about it and they have it written down in their history books. We continue. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman says, "B'shem Rabbi Yonasan, Shmoyin v'chamisha zakenim umehem shloishim v'kam neviim hayu mitzarim al davar hazeh." There were 85 zakenim, and among them 30 some odd neviim that were bothered by this. Amru, they said as follows. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, "Ela mitzvos asher tziva Hashem es Moshe." And what does this tell us? "Ela mitzvos shen stavinu pi Moshe." These are the mitzvahs that were commanded from Moshe. Kach amar lanu Moshe. This is what Moshe told us. Ein navi acher asad l'chadesh l'cham davar me'ata. Then no navi in the future is going to be mechadesh. He's not going to make anything new from now. But what do we see? Mordechai v'Esther v'akshim l'chadesh l'cham davar. Mordechai and Esther, now they want to be mechadesh something. That we have a whole Megillah and we're going to read Megillah and Purim. Agadz azach. Where does this come from? And lo yizazu misham. They didn't move from there. Noisim v'noisim b'davar. They kept on discussing this entire matter. Yes, Megillah, no Megillah. Ad she'er kosh baruch hoseinayim. Until Hashem enlightened their eyes. Umatzu asak suva batar. They found there's a source that it should be written in Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, meaning the Zechira, the remembrance of Mechias Amalek, when we triumphed over Amalek, that should be written in Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Hadai Dechsev, that's understanding the Pasuk. Vayyemar Shalom Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, Ksuv Zeis Zikaron Basefer, write this down as a Zikaron in the Sefer. Let's just continue reading. Vesim Ba'ozne Yeshua, Kimachai Emcha Zechar Amalek. And so we see this Pasuk is talking about writing down Zechiras Mechias Amalek. And how do we see this referring to Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim? So the word Zeis in this Pasuk is Torah. How do we know this? Kamal the Tamer, because it says in the pasuk, "Vizoyz haTorah asher samash lefnei bnei Yisrael." And Zikaron elu neviim. That's referring to neviim, because the pasuk says, "Vayika save sefer Zikaron lefanav liyirel Hashem v'gaimer." And by sefer elu haksuvim. That's referring to ksuvim, because the pasuk says, "Umamar Esther kiam es divrei apurim ha'ele v'nichtav by sefer." And so we have a source that Zechiras Mechiras Amalek is supposed to be written down both in Torah neviim and ksuvim, and that's what Megillas Esther is. We continue. Rav, Reb Chanina, Reb Yonason, Ubar Kaparov, Reb Shuba Levi, Amru, all of them said, HaMegillah HaZoyis, Nemar L'Moshe Misinai. This Megillah, meaning the concept that we're going to have Purim later on, that was already said to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, El Hashem Mokhtem Mokhtem Torah, just that we don't necessarily have a particular order in the Torah. This is something that we find all over, and that's why we don't know about Purim until later on. But in truth, it was told to Moshe Rabbeinu that later on down the line, they're going to end up establishing Purim. We continue, Reb Yechon Shimon Lakish, they argue, Reb Yechon Amar Yechon says, HaNevim Aksuv Masim Libatel, that all Nevim Aksuv in the times of Mashiach are going to be bottled, they're going to be nullified, whereas the Chamesha Sefer Torah ain't in a seasonally bottled, the five Svarim of the Torah, Chamesha Chamesha Torah, they are not going to be nullified. Matayma, what's the source for this? So the Pasuk tells us, Kol Gadol V'lo Yosof, a great sound, great noise, and V'lo Yosof, which Targum translates as V'lo Ifsek, it's not going to stop. And Rav Shimon Lakshamar, he says, Av Megillas Esther V'Halacha is ain't in a seasonally bottled. And how do we know this? Namar Khan, Kol Gadol V'lo Yosof, it says over here in the Pasuk we just quoted, Kol Gadol V'lo Yosof, and V'Namar L'Halon, it says over there in regards to Megillah, V'Zichram Lo Yosof. Mizarum, and it's the same lashon of La Yosef, it's not going to stop. And halachas, how do we know halachas aren't going to stop? Because it says in Pasuk, halichas oilem loy, and what do we say? Altikra halichas ela halachas. The word halichas over here is referring to halachas, and it says oilem loy, which means halichas or halachas are going to be forever. We continue, Rav Levi says, B'shem Rishim and Lakesh, Tzavagash Baruchu, Shahaman Arasha also lishkol kaspay al Yisrael, Hashem, so to speak, foresaw in the future that the evil Haman was going to end up being shaykel his money on the Yidden. We know from the Megillah that says that Haman was shaykel. He weighed out tons of money. He was going to donate it to the coffers of Achashverosh in order to buy the Jews. And Amar, so Hashem said, Motav shiyaktim kaspan shel banai lekaspa shel Yisrael Rasha. It's better that the money of my children comes before the money of that Rasha. Lefikach, therefore, Magdimin of Akar and Parsha Skalim. This is the reason why we proceed and we read Parsha Skalim before Purim. We know there's Arba Parshiyos. The first one is Skalim that talks about the Machzah Shekel that the Yidden give, and that's read before Purim, so to speak, to counteract what Haman did. More about the Megillah, Ravos is B'Shem Blazar. The Megillah tells us, every single year. Now, Hekesh Shana Shimu Uberes, Lashana She'ina Uberes. This pasuk, we have a Hekesh, a comparison between a leap year and a non-leap year. That's because we have a double Lashon, Shana. What do we learn from here? Ma Shana She'ina Uberes, Adar Samach L'Nisan, just like a non-leap year, Adar is always right next to Nisan, and that's when we're going to read the Megillah. So, Av Shana She'ina Uberes, even a year which is extended, it has an extra Adar, Adar Samach L'Nisan, we're going to read the Megillah in the Adar which is closest to Nisan, in the second Adar. Now, Rav Chaba, he tells us, what's the reason why we're going to read Megillah in the second Adar? In order to have the two Geulas together. We have the Geula from Achashverosh and Haman, and we have the Geula of Mitzrayim in Nisan, so we want to have those two Geulas together. Now, Rav Levi says, B'Shem Rechon Rechanina, it's a totally different reason why we read Megillah in the second Adar. Oysa Hashana, Oysa Meuberes. The year that the Purim story happened, it was an Iber Yar, it was an extended year, so the whole story happened then. And Matama, what's the source for that? So the Pasuk in Megillah tells us, Miyom Liyom, Ume Chaydesh, L'Chaydesh Shnei Masar, Hu Chaydesh Adar. And what do we learn from here? It says, Ume Chaydesh, a month to the 12th month, which means it's an added month on top of the 12th month. In other words, we're referring to the 13th month, the second Adar, that's when Purim happened. And so that's why we read Megillah in the second Adar when it's a leap year. The Gemara continues discussing a leap year that has an extra Adar. Adar Rishon Tosefes, Adar Hasheni Tosefes. Is the first Adar, when there's two of them, is that considered the extra one? Or is the second Adar considered the extra one? Ask the Gemara, what's the practical nafkamino? Who cares? And the answer is, Rishmo Rietzlok Amar. He says, Shnei Kivasim Beinehain. That's a proper girsa. The difference is, regarding the two Kivasim, this referring to the two lambs that are brought every single day as a carbon tamid, we know they have to be within their first year of life. They can't be older than 1 year. And so this is going to make an afkamina. Chesam Bez on top of the Gemara continues explaining, let's say these lambs were born on the 15th of Adar in a year that was not extended, it wasn't a leap year, and now the next year is a leap year. So it's going to make a difference. In Tamer Adar Rishon Tesef, if you're going to tell me that the first Adar is really considered the extra one, so then Shana Rukahi, this is considered a long year, and that means that these lambs would be allowed to be brought as a carbon tamid even past the 15th of the first Adar, because that's, so to speak, just considered extra, and they're allowed to be brought all the way up until the 15th of the second Adar, even though they're technically more than a year old. Whereas in Tamar Adar Hasheni Tosefes, if you want to say the second Adar is the extra one, then Ein Loi El Ad Chamish Asar Adar Rishon, then these lambs are only allowed to be brought as a carbon tamid up until the 15th of the first Adar. And our Rabbi Barnagri, he tells us, Masnisa Amar Kain Adar Rishon Tosefes. Our Mishnah tells us that the first Adar is really the extra one. The Tanin Taman, we have Mishnah over there. This is Maseches Eidos. Hein Heidu, they give Eidos. Shema Abanas Hashana Kol Adar. The Bezin is allowed to extend the year, the entire Adar. Shehu Amrim Ad HaPurim. Originally, they had said that they're only allowed to extend it up until Purim because that might cause issues with the calculation of Pesach. But then afterwards, they gave Eidos saying that no, it's not a problem. They could extend the year, even the last day of Adar, no problem. They could say, let's add on another month. Also, Hene Eidu, they give Eidos. Shemar Abim Sashana Al Tanai. They could extend the year with a Tanai, with a stipulation. If the Nasi was very far away and he wasn't to come back for some time, they can make it a leap year without his permission and then just do it Al Tanai. That's only if he agrees. Now, what do we see from here? Hadamr, this tells us Adar Rishon Tosefes, that it's the first Adar which is extra. How do we see that? Because in Tamar Adar Sheni Tosefes, if you want to say the second Adar is the extra one, like Kaim Al Shasu Ma'abar Law, there isn't even anything of the year left and you're going to extend it. In other words, the first part of this Eidos, which we had said that the year is allowed to be extended even on the last day, that would mean that there isn't even a day left to the year because we're literally on the last day of the year and somehow we're extending the year. That doesn't work. There isn't anything left of the year to extend. The only way we'd be able to say that is if the first Adar is the extra one, so that the last day of the first Adar is not considered the last day of the year, and that's how they're able to extend it. Now we have another discussion about this. Mar Ukva Ashkach Train Igran. Mar Ukva found two different letters. B'chadak Siv, on one of them was written, Ushvar Ba'apai Uba'apai Chaverai. It's good and fitting in front of me and in front of my colleagues. Ma'isafa Al Shasa Tlasin Yoimin, to add 30 days onto the year. So that was one letter, which was clearly notifying everyone that the year is being extended 30 days. And B'chadak Siv, the other one says very similar, just different. Ushvar Ba'apai Uba'apai Chaverai. Ma'isafa Al Shasa Yerach Yoimin. They were adding a month of days onto the year, and a month always means 29 days. So one letter said 30 days, one letter said 29. What do we understand from here? Manda Amar Tlasin Yoimin, the letter which said 30 days, so that means Adar Harishon Tosefes, the first Adar is the extra one, because the second Adar, the one right next to Nisan, that's always 29 days. So if we're adding on a 30-day Adar, that must be referring to the first one, so the first one is the extra one. Whereas Manda Amar Yarech Yoimin, according to the letter that said a month of days, which is 29, so Adar Hasheni Tosefes, that means that the second Adar is the extra one. However, says the Gemara, not a Raya, in Menadol, Lash Shema Mino Klom, if it's just from this, you can't learn anything from there. Why is that? Amar Yaakov Bar Acha, Virav Yudan Gazuri, who quotes Rav Simon, who says B'shem Rav Shuba Levi, and here we have some important girsa changes. Asa Shnei Chadashim Ubarin, if it was a double Adar, and they ended up making both of the Adars Ma'ober, they made both of them 30 days. Or, Iber Esha Sheni, V'lai Iber Esha Rishon, that's the proper girsa, if they extended the second one, making the second Adar 30 days and the first one 29 days, Masha Asa Asoi, whatever was done, and we're not going to change that. So just because we have two letters, one of them saying that the year is being extended 30 days, another one saying the year is being extended 29 days, that doesn't tell us anything about which one is the extra Adar, because we just read now, if they decide to make both Adars 30 days, or the second one 30 days and the first one 29, that's also okay and that's fine, so we can't learn anything from this letter case. And we're not garrus the next five words of L'Olam Adar Sam L'Chinisan Chaser. And we keep discussing, here we have a different opinion. Tani Rav Shimon Gamaliel Omer, he tells us, Mitzvahs HaNoigas B'Adar HaSheni, the mitzvahs in the second Adar, Eino Noigas B'Adar HaRishon, we do not keep those mitzvahs in the first Adar, Chutz Min HaSafir Min HaTainis, except for eulogizing and fasts, Shehein Shav and Zebazeh, they're equal in both, meaning no eulogizing or fasting on the 14th or 15th of Adar, even the first one. Now, where's Rav Shimon Gamaliel arguing with our Tan of the Mishnah? So specifically regarding the Dalad Parshias, the four Parshias that we read around Purim time, according to Tanakama, if they were read in the first Adar, so we do not have to read them in the second one, whereas according to Rav Shimon Gamaliel, they do have to be reread in the second one. Now, Rav Bach quotes Rav Yirmiyah B'Shem Rav, and Rav Sima Inc says B'Shem Rav Shuba Levi, Halacha Rav Shimon Gamaliel, the Halacha Rav Shimon Gamaliel. And Rav Chana Rabba Tzipirin Amar, he said differently that Hin Hig Rav Chanina Tzipirin, Kadet Rav Shimon Gamaliel, Rav Chanina Tzipirin, he was accustomed to doing like Rav Shimon Gamaliel. And what do we learn from here? Loi Amar La Hin Hig, he only said that this was his custom, Hala Halacha Loi, but that means it's not La Halacha, which means when he's getting up and darshaning in public that this is the Halacha, he would not say this publicly. Aval, however, in Shtaris, in regards to somebody who's writing a Shtar, Kaisvin Adar Rishon Va'Adar Sheni, a person would write Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, meaning even though maybe we have this Machlaikas, which one is the main one, Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, do the mitzvahs exist in both, do they not? That's only in regards to the mitzvahs of Purim. But in regards to somebody who's sitting down, writing a legal document, writing a Shtar, perhaps Mekach Memker, maybe they bought or sold a house or a field or something like that, so then they write very clearly on the Shtar, Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. Ella, for the clarification, Shekaisvin Adar Sheni, when they're writing Adar Sheni, they write the word Tinyon, which means the second one. Now, Rabbi Yudamer, he says, Adar Sheni Kaisev Tov Vidayoi. By the second Adar, they don't even have to write a full word. They just write Adar and then the letter Tov, and that's sufficient. And that Tov means Tinyon, which means the second one. Now, the following Gemara is actually being brought from Maseches Shkalim, and therefore it says, Taman Taninon. Over there, we learned in a Mishnah that over there is really referring to our Mishnah over here, but again, since we're quoting this Gemara Maseches Shkalim, it says over there, what does it say in the Mishnah? Ein bein ader rishon ader sheni el kris megil matanos lav yainim. And Rav Siman says, v'shim Rishu ben Levi, af shimua shkalim v'kilayim yesh b'neihen. There's another set of differences between the first two adars, shimua shkalim and kilayim. What's shimua shkalim and kilayim? So we know that on the first of Nisan, every single year, every person of certain age in Klal Yisrael has to give machsa shekel. So the first of Adar, which was a month prior, they would send an announcement reminding everyone to give their machsa shekel. That's what shimua shkalim is. Kilayim is a similar idea. We know there's certain forbidden mixtures of planting. You're not allowed to plant certain things together in a field. That's called kilayim. And shluchim of Bezin would go around making announcements. Make sure you uproot kilayim from your field. If something happened to have grown by itself, you have to make sure to uproot it so you're not chayev for raising or being mekayim kilayim. And there's also a difference between the two adars. Namely, this shimua shkalim and kilayim only happens in the second adar, not in the first one. I think we want to bring something that's seemingly not connected. Rav Chana Rav says, b'shem Rav Chiya Rabbah, hakol yotzim bar basar. Everyone is yotzim on the 14th. Shu's my kriyasa, because that's the proper time of reading. Tesla Madalf on the top, going back to discuss shimua shkalim and kilayim. Amar B'yosei tells us, v'yos, that's correct. It makes sense to do shimua shkalim and kilayim in the second adar. Why is that? Kolom amar mashmin al shkalim, loikadei sheviu yisol shaklaim by nasan. Isn't the whole reason why they said that we have to make an announcement about shkalim, reminding everyone so that everyone could bring their shkalim in the proper time? Well, im oimer ad ba'adar rishon, if you're going to say this announcement should be made in the first adar, ad kudain is b'shasa shitin yaymin. There's still 60 days left to the year, the whole first adar and the whole second adar, and that's not a good reminder to tell people to bring them by the first of Nisan. It's too far away. It obviously makes sense to make the announcement about shkalim in the second adar. And also, klom amr yotzen afal kilayim, loikadei shu atzmachim nikarim, isn't the reason why they said that Bezin sends out shluchim to remind everyone to uproot their kilayim. That's supposed to be done at a time so that the growth is recognizable. And im oimer ad ba'adar rishon, if you're going to say that the shluchim should go out in the first adar, ad kedoin inin dekikin, up until then, they're still small. One of the main reasons why another adar is going to be added on is due to the fact that the year is too early. That's what we call in our vernacular. In other words, it's still very cold outside and plants haven't started growing yet. So sending out messengers to remind people to uproot their kilayim in the first adar when it's still cold and things haven't started growing yet is not exactly helpful. And that's why, again, it makes sense that this shimua kilayim is going to be done in the second adar, not in the first one. We're going to stop for a day and pick a Torah with halacha vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.